For today's episode, I have a question from a subscriber. It says, Roy, I'm trying to figure out how to validate my idea and make sure I'm working on something useful. I'm still in the research phase, looking for the best services and goods to provide to professionals and small businesses in my area. Many of them are good prospects to automate their business marketing and processes. Any suggestions? Thanks, Fernando. And by the way, if you have a question you'd like to have answered, every Monday for me is Mailbox Monday, where I open up my mailbox and I answer your questions about copywriting, marketing, entrepreneurship, business building, and more. You can go to breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com/ask. The link is in the description. Again, that's breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com/ask. And you can submit your question for it to potentially be answered in an upcoming Mailbox Monday episode. So we'll get to the answer about validating your idea, and specifically like the number one way that you can validate your business idea, your offer, your product, your service, whatever it is. We'll get to that, whether this is like the first one you're launching or whether it's the 50th one that you're launching. The same number one way to validate your business idea will apply. We'll get to that right after the show intro. These are the proven direct response marketing, copywriting, and entrepreneurship success strategies you can use today to write your own ticket and create the life you want. I am Roy Furr, and this is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Now, here's today's breakthrough. Okay, so Fernando here is, I think, like a lot of other entrepreneurs, like a lot of other people who want to become an entrepreneur, like a lot of other people who've discovered maybe copywriting, marketing, business building, or who have come into entrepreneurship through some other angle, but are finding me because they realize that you need copywriting, marketing, and sales to grow a business. Like a lot of people who are in that space, and like I was when I was getting into this, Fernando, and everybody else who might be asking this question, you are overthinking your success. You're overthinking your success. You're probably pretty smart. I consider myself to be pretty smart. And sometimes, especially as an entrepreneur, that can be a handicap, actually, because we like to think through things. We like to find the solutions. We like to like know our plan, and not only our plan, but we like to know the plan that's going to work before we even start implementing. And so we think and we plan and we strategize and we, you know, work through 1,000 iterations of our product before it even gets like any kind of response from the marketplace. And we end up spending too much time as a wannabe because we want to be an entrepreneur. We want to launch our products and services. We want to launch our offers, and we want to get them right. We are afraid. We're afraid of failure. We're afraid of like putting it out there and feeling rejection. We're afraid of all the negatives that could happen when we take action. And so we don't take action. We don't put it in front of the marketplace. We don't see if anybody even wants to buy whatever it is that we are offering. And when we've overthought our success, we spend way too much time coming up with a plan that we have no idea if it's going to work. So if that is the problem, what is the solution? The solution is to take action. The solution is to put it out there and go sell something. By the way, the solution is to expect failure and to welcome failure as feedback. So expect that your plan is not going to work like you hoped it would. Expect that the first offer that you put out is going to fail. Expect that the second, third, fifth, 10th offer that you put out is going to fail. You find validation by putting things out there that are invalid until you find what works. And the faster that you can iterate through all the invalid options and listen to the marketplace as it tells you, oh, I don't like that, I do like that, I don't like that, I do like that, the faster you can refine that offer and make it into something that the marketplace is going to respond to that is considered to be validated, right? I still remember there was this local startup, and this really like resonated with me because they were kind of in my industry. I don't want to go into too much detail here, but basically this guy told me that he was building a platform for options traders, right? And I met this guy at a local startup event, and this was a few years back. And I started talking to him, and it was clear that he was just like, I'm going to build the perfect platform. I'm going to build this perfect software offer, right? I'm going to build, and he had this whole idea. And there's a ton of money in investing. And so he actually was able to get some investors for his platform, for his service, to throw money at him. And he and at least one other developer spent like 2 years building out this platform. 2 years invested in this, in addition to all the investor capital that went in to sustain him through this process, right? And like I'd go to the local co-working space and he'd be coding away, go to the co-working space, he'd be coding away, he'd be working on this platform, working on the platform, working on his offer, working on his offer. But the one thing that he was never doing, the one thing that he was not doing throughout that entire process was putting it in front of prospects, putting it in front of buyers, putting it in front of the type of people who would be willing to give him money for it. And so once he finally built it, once he finally launched it, it was crickets. There was no interest in this. And in fact, the investors who had put money into it, I happen to know that they kind of threw a little bit more money behind it to try and get some traction in this, to try and validate the idea that they had invested in for 2 years, that this guy had spent 2 years of his life building, trying to like figure out the perfect solution without getting any kind of marketplace feedback. And then the business went out of business because it wasn't actually a product or service that people were going to buy. It wasn't a product or service that resonated with the market. And so the solution to that, the alternative way to do that is to build, well, okay, so in the startup world, there's this idea of a minimum viable product. What is the minimum feature set that we can build such that early adopters are going to be excited to jump all over this? And how quickly can we get that out to the market to get some kind of interest, to get some kind of traction, to get some kind of validation that there is anything here, that there's any life in this. And so you build the bare minimum and then you go out there and sell it. You go out there and sell something. You go out there and have conversations with people who are in your market. So you are focused on a specific market of people who you think would get value out of a particular line of services, right? And in this case, Fernando is asking about automating their business marketing and processes. Okay, awesome. You think that there are some people who would get value out of that, who have this like need for this service. So go out there and talk to them, have conversations with them, but don't focus on selling your services. Your job in these initial sales conversations is very consultative. It is to be a consultant and try and figure out if there is a match between they have these needs that they are willing to spend money to solve, and you have this service or product over here, right? Is there a line between them? Is there a connection between them? And if their needs don't connect with your services, okay, then there's not that line. There's not that connection. There's not this like, it's not a valid product or service, right? And so you focus on their needs. You have conversations with them that could lead to a sale, but they don't necessarily have to lead to the sale. That you're not having these conversations to make offers. You're really having these conversations to understand their needs. Figure out what do they want? What do they want in their business? What do they want from their business? What do they want from their marketing? What do they want from their business processes? What do they want from all of that? What do they need from all of that? What challenges are they facing that are somehow linked to the solution that you are able to provide? What problem exists in their mind around this whole area? Is that agitating? Is it agitating enough that they're trying to take action to solve it right now? Is this problem, this challenge that they're facing, that the desire that they have that's gone unfulfilled, is it something that they even care about solving or fulfilling, right? Like, and if they do, why haven't they solved it yet? What are the other solutions that are out there, and why have those not worked? Why have they come up as invalid? And then what does their ideal solution look like? What does a perfect solution look like to them, not to you? You're not pushing your solution on them. You're asking them. You're saying, hey, like, okay, we've talked about this. We've talked about you have this challenge with your marketing systems, and you do see a brighter future if you're able to solve this challenge, but you haven't been able to solve it yet. What do you think a good solution would look like? And then they lay this out, right? And you're looking for, how does that line up with what you're able to do for them? Is the solution that they want, their ideal solution, something that you can help with? And then if it does make sense, they're going to be asking you to work together. You don't even have to ask them to work together in so many cases, because it's like you're the person who heard them, you're the person who saw them, you're the person who paid attention, you're the person that connected with them, you're the person that freaking cared about their needs and what they wanted. And when you do that and you have any kind of somewhat legitimate solution, a lot of folks are happy to jump all over you, because there's so much invalid stuff out there. There's so many people who just want, like, who want what they want and can't put their own needs aside enough to be able to serve a client, that, like, man, it is refreshing to have somebody focus on your needs, your challenges, and, like, ask you about that and talk to you about that and help you define what solution you're looking for. And so your job, you have these conversations where you're going to help them try to identify what an ideal solution to their problem looks like. And you are going to figure out if you can offer them something that is going to help them create that ideal solution. And then you're going to do that. You're going to hopefully make a couple sales. There is going to be some failure. There's going to be some success. Failure is expected. Welcome. It's a teacher, right? And then you're going to iterate and you're going to improve and you're going to iterate and you're going to improve, which brings us back to, like, the number one way to validate your business idea. And this applies just as much for launching some service business as that guy that wanted to launch a software platform for options traders, right? It's to put it out in the marketplace, to put it in front of prospective buyers and say, hey, like, does this work for you? Does this help you? Is this something that you want to use? Is this something that you want to need? Is this something that you're willing to invest in? And early on, you may not have a lot of capital, but you do have a lot of time. You have a lot of ability to go out and have these conversations and speak with people and connect with people and figure out how you can help them. And then when you define how you can help them with their help, like when they help you define how you can help them, then you can offer that and you can learn how that all works out, and then you can do it again, and you can do it again, and you can do it again. And pretty soon you start to have something that gels together. And this is why I talk about putting in the reps. Like in my Launch Your Client Business free mini course, I talk about putting in the reps. In my Client Getting Blueprint, which the Launch Your Client Business mini course is like an introduction to, I talk about putting in the reps. And you go out there and you have these conversations and you create a couple of client relationships and you figure out what works and what doesn't, and you learn a lot as you go in those first few weeks, months, years of building a business. A lot of it is about learning, okay, how can I help someone? Like, and in helping someone, what product is that? And then how can I get more people like that who are interested in this product or service, right? And then I scale that, right? And it is a process, but it's a process that doesn't move forward until you start having those conversations with your marketplace about how you can help them. And so, by the way, if you would like to dive into that Launch Your Client Business free mini course that actually goes way deep into lots of different aspects of this, how to start those conversations, etc., you can go to breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com/LYCB. There's a link in the description. Again, that's breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com/LYCB for Launch Your Client Business. And remember, if you have a question you'd like to have answered, it's breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com/ask. Again, links are in the description. As always, I'm Roy Furr. This is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. I'd love it if you would leave a comment or a review with this episode. Let me know on a scale of 1 to 10 how valuable you're finding it. Why? What are your action items? What are your takeaways? What are you going to do? How are you going to go out and apply this in your life and your business right now? Also, tap that like button before you go so you get more content like this delivered to you, and so the magical algorithms of the internet will know to share this with more people like you who will find it valuable. And you can certainly share it with folks directly, as well as subscribe here before you go. You can also go to breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com, sign up to get my daily emails Monday through Friday, including episode notifications and more exclusive content for email subscribers. Again, I'm Roy Furr. This is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Always aim for 10 out of 10 value. I hope I've delivered it here. Don't forget to check the links in the description, and I will catch you again in the next episode. See you soon. Bye. Thank you once again for tuning in to this daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Remember, check out the links with this episode for even more value. Now make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, and engage in every way you can to keep this show going and growing and delivering daily value to you. I'll catch you soon for your next big breakthrough.